Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Now, here's your host, Coach Betty.
Greetings, everyone. Happy, happy winter solstice. I am very happy myself to be here in Novato, California, which is just north of San Francisco. And as you know by now, if you've been listening, I've got a fabulous audio producer, Chris, back east. So we've got you covered coast to coast and all around the world on the internet.
Thank you very much.
All right, Chris. Thanks for jumping in and saying hello to everybody. So I hope you are all finding your inner peace at this very busy time of year. And that's part of my blessing and my offering to people. I help people build strong and healthy relationships with themselves through very natural means. I have been working on helping women particularly rediscover their beauty and their sexuality, so that they can transform themselves into a place of true, pure self-love. And once that transformation happens, then you start to feel increased confidence, you channel your fears into productivity, you have the courage to communicate with anyone, anywhere, anytime, even the tough stuff. So does that sound good? I hope so, because if it does, I want you to keep listening to this show. And I'm really excited to let you know that Coach Betty Live is now available at the iTunes App Store. You can actually download it onto your iPhone if you're lucky enough to have one. And so that's one way to keep doing it. Check in with CoachBettyLive.com and TransformationTalkRadio.com. If you're really ready to take some inspired action, that's when I want you to email me, CoachBetty@CoachBettyLive.com. All right, let's get to the business of today, because I am thrilled to have Matt Stein, who is the author of a book titled When Technology Fails. He's also a rock climber, an MIT grad, that's the Massachusetts Institute of Technology. He has a very deep connection with science and nature. And I have had the pleasure of interviewing Matt in the past, so I know that he's this fascinating mix of the analytical, being green, and also holistic. So, Matt, welcome to Coach Betty Live.
Oh, thanks a lot for having me back on today, and Merry Christmas to you, Coach Betty.
Thank you, and happy holidays to everyone. So Matt is going to be sharing some ideas about how we can be self-reliant in emergencies and in life, how to prepare for emergencies. I feel like we're right around the corner from the new year. People start to make new plans, so I thought this was very good timing. So, Matt, let's just start out with a little bit of your story. Let's sort of lay the groundwork for the listeners about being this MIT grad steeped in science. Tell a little bit about the story of how you opened your mind to alternative and alternative medicine.
Well, that's a pretty old story. And back while I was at MIT, my first time sort of first jaw-dropping experience, I took a class called Silva Mind Control my freshman year at MIT. My oldest brother, who's kind of a boy genius, social outcast nerd, had taken it and thought it was very interesting. It sort of teaches some meditative techniques. And what's fascinating, at the very end of the 2-day, it's a 2-weekend class, so the end of the 4th day, they do something called a health reading, where this inventor of the class called Jose Silva found that sort of the easiest way for people to show that they have powers of ESP and that essentially every human being has them is these things called remote health readings for people. And I'll explain what that is real quickly. It basically, you come into the class that day with someone in mind, actually three people in mind to practice on, that you know that have had serious health problems in their life, and you ask, then you've been taught this meditative technique and this visualization technique in the class. And so as this final exercise, the last afternoon of the class, you get the names and description that you write on a card and the rough health history of the person on this card, and then you guide your partner, who's never met that person before, through a visualization sequence where they get in their meditative state, and then they picture the person in their mind. You ask them to find problem spots in the person, and they scan the body, and then you ask, if they find spots that kind of catch your attention, then you ask them to get any information. What was so amazing in this was that one of my friends that I brought in to the class, and this is a class in Boston, my friend's in Burlington, Vermont, so obviously nobody in the class has any clue who this person is. She had seen a hole in her back where the kidney should have been, but was no longer there. And she also complained of chest pains. And you never tell anyone in this class that they're wrong. You basically say, well, I have no information on that, but it's possible. What she didn't see was that this friend of mine had been severely crippled in about the 6th grade and had been a promising young athlete and came to school and lots of pain and then kind of came and went and then one day, a few months later, showed up in a wheelchair with her legs in casts. Well, cut to the short. After this class was over, I didn't really know what to do in my daily meditations practicing this class. So what I did was I practiced visualizing my friend. Her name was Barb Rosenthal. And I would see her in my mind's eye just as something to do. I'd see her in my mind's eye riding her bicycle and skiing because, you know, she'd been, like I said, a promising young athlete till this rare disease that crippled her legs. And when I came home to Vermont for Christmas break, I gave Barb a call, and she picks up the phone, and before I have a chance to say anything, and I hadn't spoken to her since the summertime when we'd worked around the corner from each other, and first thing she says is, Matt, my most amazing things happened. My legs have gotten so much better. I've been riding my bicycle, and last week I went skiing for the first time in 6 years.
Wow.
I mean, it just blew my mind, to be honest with you. Here I was, an MIT freshman, and I had no faith in this stuff that would work, though I'd experienced getting information directly from the cosmos about people you've never met before that was actually quite accurate. And so then I went over to see Barb, and I'm telling her and her mom about this class and what the lady saw, and I made a motion towards my chest. And before I had a chance to mention how the lady I was working with had pointed out, had mentioned chest pains, Barb sticks her hand out at me and goes, chest pains? How did she know I had chest pains? And I said, Barb, I never knew you had chest pains. And she said, oh, Matt, I've had so many things wrong with me. How would I, you know, I didn't tell you. I don't tell you everything. And so not only did my remote healing of my friend work to reverse the crippling on her legs. I'm not saying she never had any health problems again in her life after that, but she, you know, her legs got steadily better and better, and she and her mom concluded that they started getting better right at the time I finished the class and started visualizing for her every day. And I had no faith in this. I didn't even tell her about it. So it's not like she had any faith in it because she didn't even know I was doing it, and I had no faith in it because I really didn't believe in it. I was just doing it as something to do. So anyway,
so
that was kind of
how
like
can you, how can you explain that, your left brain? Explain that.
The left brain didn't like it very much. The left brain, well, put it this way. I've gone from the billiard ball theory of the universe, which is everything's action, reaction, chemistry, biochemistry, so that the model in my mind that I operate my life on now is more like we're a cosmic soup, that it's multiple levels of consciousness and vibration in the universe. We have this so-called physical world that we're a part of, But there's different levels of creation. Like in the Bible, it says there's many rooms, and my Father's mansion has many rooms. And so there's lots of different levels. And so on one level, we're spirit and we're souls having a spiritual experience. So when you see and visualize for another person, particularly in an altered state of mind where you're like less connected with matter and more connected with spirit, then those visualizations and vibrations can actually have an effect. And I certainly saw the effect there, even though I had no belief in its power to do anything. I had enough belief to give it a shot. That's all I had.
Yeah, that's amazing, the part about not believing it, even having gone through the 4 days of this course. So that just opened up a whole new world for you. So you said it's an old story. So how many years ago are we talking about that you had that particular experience?
The fall of 1974.
So we are talking,
does that qualify for an old story?
Yeah, we'll give that we'll give that the old title. That's old enough. So that's over 30 years ago. We're almost working on 40 years now. And it obviously must have radically changed the way you think about things. And in part, probably opened you up to writing this book and many years later on When Technology Fails, where you really go into, you know, knowing how to survive in disasters, both, you know, planet disasters as well as economic disasters. You are just a wealth of knowledge. And I know I'm going into your story a little bit here, but I think it's such a great way to set the stage for people. So, you know, tell them how you wrote this book. Tell them how that came about.
Well, back in, you know, people say, well, what's an MIT engineer doing writing about the failure of technology? It's like, I should be a techno geek who's totally into technology. And I grew up in the backcountry in Vermont, lots of hiking and fishing and hunting and skiing and climbing and stuff like that. And I won't claim that people say, well, have you always been a survivalist? And no, I still don't even consider myself a survivalist. But back in 1997, at that point in time, I'd had a 20-year practice of prayer and meditation, starting, not fanatic, but starting most days with a morning session with some prayer and meditation. And on a day, give or take a few days, Thanksgiving of 1997, I asked a generic request during my morning session for guidance and inspiration. Now, I mean, I probably made that request many times, and, you know, sometimes I get a little bit of intuitive information, perhaps, on working with a relationship. I'm
failing
on a bit. But,
okay, I think
we'll
Chris
finish
has
after
given
the
us
break.
A message. Yeah, stay tuned. We're going to be right back, folks.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
The average American spends $16 a day on food, and statistically, 2 out of 3 are considered overweight. With the Take Shape for Life program, you can not only shed those extra pounds on your way to living life at optimal health, you might be surprised to actually save money doing it. Talk to a Take Shape for Life certified health coach who's lost the extra pounds and listen to the passion in their voice and to the story of their journey. Call 877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat.
Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in Wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness, natural food for pets, where true wellness begins.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
Okay, we are back. It's Coach Betty live with author Matt Stein, who wrote this. It's really an amazing book called When Technology Fails. It is big and thick and scared me to death when I first received it, but it is chock full of great information. And Matt was in the process of telling us how this whole book came about, how you ended up writing it. So tell us, Matt.
Okay, so here I am, Thanksgiving 1997, made kind of a dumb request, asked for guidance and inspiration, and I get this bomb dropped in my lap. I have instantaneously a storyboard outline for this huge book project, which became When Technology Fails, gets dumped into my head. Like one moment it's not there, and the next moment it's all there, fully developed. And a term paper at MIT was just a huge head-banging ordeal for me, and this is way beyond my mental capacity to come up with this instantly. And to be honest with you, my first thought was, like, no way. I don't know all this stuff. I can't possibly do this. And the little voice in my head basically said, nobody knows it all. And it assured me that I had the skills and talents that should I take on the assignment, it felt much more like my assignment than my idea, that I would receive the inner help, meaning intuitional guidance, and the outer help, meaning with my stubborn MIT engineering background, I would go out and find the information and dig up the experts and do whatever I needed to do to make it happen. And I didn't just quit my job and run out and say, you know, God talked to me today and I'm going to write this book. But it took me about a year to decide maybe it was a good idea. I dug up the editor of the Whole Earth Catalog in the 90s, and he thought it was great, and some other friends, and then wrote a proposal and found a publisher, and then the last year of working on it from 3 years of conception to finish was working 70 hours a week and racking up the credit cards and hiring artists and reading and writing my brains out and making it happen. So it was a huge project. But one of the sort of epiphanies is when I received this vision was the thought that here I was, grew up in the backcountry a lot, and MIT degree, but if I was dropped in the middle of the Amazon basin with nothing but the clothes on my back, I really didn't know how to do much of anything, and I really, even with all of my technology and degree, I couldn't replicate even the minutest amount of our society and our technology. And so this book is sort of multifold. On the one hand, it's how do people prepare for and deal with the storms that are coming on our planet as we pass the peak in oil production and start seeing more ecological collapse. On the other hand, how do we wake ourselves up and live more sustainably in the world and hopefully turn things around and prevent the collapse? And on the third hand is, if things do kind of fall apart somewhat, could I provide the information so that the average person could lead a reasonable life and sort of put together at least an 18th century level of technology so that they're not back to the Stone Age. So it's kind of like living today while everything sustainably and in harmony with the earth and alternative meds while things are working fairly well, so, you know, preparing for and dealing with bumps in the road, and if things really got bad, how could you do the best you could with it? All of those things all wrapped up in one.
Yeah, it's an amazing book, and I'm really happy to let all the listeners know that Matt is willing to give a signed autographed first edition copy of the first caller on this show today. So dial in at 1-800 930-2819. Be the first caller and you're going to get this wonderful resource that Matt has come up with. One more time, I'll give you that number. 1-800-930-2819. Okay, now let's get into some specifics about what is in this amazing resource. And you talk about how people can prepare for emergencies. You've got a family emergency plan that you discuss. So why don't you tell us a little bit about this grab and run kit that you refer to?
The grab and run kit, that's in the first critical 72 hours or 3 days after some kind of disaster emergency. That's when you know from experience pretty much everybody's or most people will be on their own. So this provides the basics of food, water, shelter, and medicine for you and your family. And it should be, you know, we live in earthquake country, and I live up here in Truckee, California, in wildfire country. And so, you know, maybe people in other parts of the world have flooding issues, and certainly terrorism could take the grid down at any point in time, or even just a natural catastrophe or, an aging grid could fall apart for an extended period. I mean, there was a big rainstorm in New York City a few years back that took down power to 100,000 people in the midsummer for a week in Queens. And imagine that. These people are in high-rise buildings, no elevators working, refrigerator food is all rotten. What if you're old and, you know, you have trouble getting up and down the stairs? How did you cope? It was tough. So the grab-and-run kit is something you can throw on your back if you have to, or preferably, hopefully, your cars are running and you can put it in your car. But it covers you for the first critical period. And on my website, www.whentechfails, there's a full, if you click on articles, you can get a lot of great information for free, including the grab and run kit. And obviously there's tons more in the book. So why don't I go through a few of the critical items? There's about 25, 30 items, so I'm not going to go through everything, but some of the important ones that people might not think about. And some of the important ones is a headlamp. Okay, now people say, well, what's that? That's like a flashlight that climbers and miners and athletic people put on their head. And the new ones are really great. They're waterproof. They have LEDs, so they're super lightweight. They last a long time, very durable. And that leaves your hands free. So maybe you're putting on chains on your car in a snowstorm in snow country, or maybe you're, you know, carrying things, and wherever your head points, the light points. It's a really important thing to have. The most important thing is water and water purification. And now think about it. You've got, say you've got a family of four people, and you need roughly a gallon of water a day per person. That's like 8 pounds per person, four people, 3 days. That's like 100 pounds of water. You couldn't carry 100 pounds on your back plus all your other stuff.
I was thinking the same thing. How do you run with that?
You don't. So you have a water filter and some water purification things in your grab-and-run kit. And so you can throw them in your car or throw them in your backpack if you need to. Now, I like the filters, and I design these for a living sometimes. I've designed a number of them. And I personally like the filters from Katadyn and MSR. You can get them in any backcountry store. And what these are, they have a ceramic cartridge in them with a carbon core and a little pump, and you can stick it in any scummy ditch or duck pond water. And now you may think, oh, I'd never drink out of a duck pond, but believe me, if you're without water for a couple days, you'll drink out of the most scummy, disgusting water if that's all you've got to do, got to work with. And if I was in a disaster, I'd want my water filter so I could stick it into that scummy water and pump out clean, fresh, good-tasting, safe drinking water for me and my family. So that's like a really important thing. Most people don't realize it, but you could live for a month without food. Most of us could. But 3 days without water and hot weather, and you're in major trouble. You might start dying. And in super hot weather like the desert, people start dying if they're out in the heat after just a single day. So this is, water is very, very important. Another thing that's really important, a first aid kit. And in my grab and run kit, I have a big honking exhaustive first aid kit, and I also have a little one that fits in the palm of my hand. So if I have to throw things in my backpack, then the little one goes in the pack. And if I'm throwing the tub, blue tub in the car, then the big one and everything goes in. So you can, you know, have a few items that pick and choose. Obviously, I have a lot more in my blue tub than I would put on my back if I have to, you know, if there's an earthquake and the bridges are down, there's a fire coming, and I got to leave with it on my back, then I pick and choose the lightweight, compact items and leave the big ones in the kit. Mm-hmm. This is a super important thing. Most people would never think of 1.5 or 2 inch cloth adhesive first aid tape. People say, well, why do I need that? Well, think of this. Most of us, if you're not used to hiking and camping, backcountry stuff, if you all of a sudden have to hoof it down the road for one reason or other, think of the people in Haiti or the people in Kobe, Japan, or the people in Hurricane Katrina, most people will blister up in a short ways, and once the blisters on their heels pop, they're going nowhere fast. So that 1.5 inch cloth tape is so important, because if you feel sore spots on your feet, you pull off your shoes, you take some of the tape, and you use a little piece of sticky tape to scrub the slime off your feet, the oils and on their skin and the dirt on your skin, and then you stuff that in your pocket and you put some fresh tape on there so it'll stick really good. You put your shoes and socks back on, you go down the road. Now, I told this story to a host once, and who's a real heavy-duty survivalist guy. He's a gun nut. He had like 50 guns in his gun collection, and he started laughing, and he said, you know, this is really embarrassing, but I'm going to tell you this story. He said, like, 10 years ago, he was hiking in the Grand Canyon. He got down to the bottom of the Grand Canyon with a big backpack on, tough guy, and his feet blistered up and the blisters popped, and they had to call a helicopter to get the guy out. And so this helicopter shows up, and here's this hard guy. The helicopter pilot steps out and says, boy, you better have a credit card, and you better have a lot of credit left on it, because this is going to cost you a lot of money, son.
Oh, my God. So and all he needed was 1.5 inches of cloth tape, huh?
That's right. Or some moleskin. I mean, I like to have moleskin in there, too, which you can buy in any, in the pharmaceutical section of Long's Drugs or any other place. It's stuff specifically meant to prevent blisters. It's, like, super sticky, and it sticks on your heels, and then your socks slide over the outside of it. But the 1.5 inch cloth tape is also good for binding wounds, taping up a sprained ankle, taping up a hand, you know, all kinds of things. So I just, whenever I'm in the backcountry, I always have a stretchy ace bandage, a small first aid kit, and my 1.5 inch cloth tape.
Okay,
now, another thing that's real important in your grab.
You know what? I want you to hold that, because we're just about to take another break. And then when we get back, you can see that Matt's just got – he's loaded with information, as is this book, When Technology Fails. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about some effective self-help remedies and maybe even one that can help us during this holiday season. So stay tuned.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives, from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time, to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
Now is the perfect time to learn Tai Chi and Qigong. These ancient Chinese healing arts, also called mind-body practice, are simple to learn, clinically proven to be effective, and can be practiced by anyone, anywhere, at any time. For 10 years, the Institute of Integral Qigong and Tai Chi has been a respected leader in mind-body practice training. Visit IIQTC.org. Empower yourself, empower others. Visit IIQTC.org for more information on mind body practice. IIQTC.org.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Isn't it time that you powerfully aligned with your soul's purpose and activated your divine gifts and talents so that you can thrive in the new paradigm? Tune into Soul Purpose Central with internationally acclaimed radio host Jennifer Longmore, North America's Soul Purpose Expert. You've been divinely guided here because something deep within your diamond light longs to be activated so that you can joyously evolve through your ascension journey. After 20,000 soul purpose and healing sessions, Jennifer now joyfully shares with you her profound wisdom and experience in the Akashic Records, multidimensional healing, and all that is relevant to your creation story as a unique spark of divine light love. Join us each Tuesday at 1 Pacific and 4 Eastern Time for Soul Purpose Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com for your connection to the wisdom of the collective Akasha and selected experts who can align you to all things soul purpose. Prepare to be activated, aligned, and accelerated on your ascension path.
Okay, we are back with Matt Stein, author of The Resource for Surviving Everything in Life. And the book is titled When Technology Fails. And I was noticing in some of your material, Matt, that you wrote, there is much wisdom in the Yankee adage, hope for the best, but plan for the worst. And that is really what this resource helps you do. So he was telling us in the last segment about the grab and run kit. And some of the things he spoke about was to have a headlamp in that kit, a water purifier, a first aid kit. And it sounds like a key ingredient is this cloth first aid tape, and you don't even need that much. But what is one more really important ingredient that needs to go in this kit? And then we'll start to talk about some alternative medicine.
Sure. Now, the one more really important one is one that I take with me. So the two things are often missing from my kit because I use them all the time. One is my headlamp because I use it to split kindling and, you know, ski after dark in the backyard and the other one is a colloidal silver generator, and that's what probably most people will say, well, what's that? Well, 2,000 years ago, Alexander the Great did not know anything about germ theory, but he did know that if he stored water for his troops on his boats in silver urns, the troops didn't get sick, and that if he stored the water in wooden barrels, then the water would turn and his troops would start, you know, getting dysentery and vomiting. So he knew the healing power of silver, and even though he had no clue as to why it did it. Well, it turns out that tiny silver particles, especially when they have an electronic charge, have sort of a magical property where they're toxic to all known pathogenic bacteria, but they're non-toxic to human beings. And so there's a guy, a physicist named Bob Beck, who was reading medical research by the name of by an orthopedic surgeon and medical researcher named Robert Becker. Now, for a long time, it took me a while to figure out these are actually two totally different people, Bob Beck and Robert Becker. Don't know why I'd get confused. Anyway, he read this medical research on the charged silver particles and how the guy who was doing the research was figuring out the sort of semiconductor junction and microelectric currents in the body that drew healing ingredients into when you broke a bone or when you had an infection, et cetera. And he found he was able to heal people who were scheduled for amputation because their bones weren't knitting or they had bad infections with these charged silver particles. Well, Bob Beck, the physicist, went to sleep one night. He was having health problems himself, and he was trying to figure out, well, how do I make these charged silver particles for myself? And he woke up in the morning with the plans in his head for the modern colloidal silver generator. And it's very simple. You just basically can make it with 3 9-volt batteries, or I buy a generator from Soda Instruments that also does blood electrification, which is like colloidal silver and blood electrification are two parts of the four-part Beck protocol that Bob Beck, the physicist and research scientist inventor, figured out to help improve his own health problems and help other people in the world. So this colloidal silver generator and the silver pulser that does electrification also can be a valuable thing. It can make silver, and I use it every day in my water pick because I've avoided reversed severe pockets and avoided gum surgery for years by daily use of this colloidal silver in there. And I also put a little bit in my dog's water. And in cold season, you drink a few gulps a day and you don't get sick. Now, there's another company, and I'm going to mention this as a product you can buy. Now, if you make silver yourself, it's only pennies a day. But if you, there's a new patented multivalent nanoparticle silver. Now, it sounds quite fancy, but essentially it's sort of a super silver that some guys in Utah figured out how to do, and then they got a patent on it and spent millions of dollars to do a bunch of medical research. So there's actually lots and lots of science behind this patented silver because it's somewhat different. But the homemade stuff works quite well. It's just the patented is more bioactive and has been proven effective against viruses. And I can't say whether or not the homemade stuff is effective against viruses, but I can say without a doubt that the patented stuff you buy from American Biotech Labs, ABL, under the trade name of ASAP and Silver Biotics and Super Silver, I can say without a doubt that stuff works great for viruses. Like, I got off the plane a couple years ago from Hollywood. They wanted to fly me down for some reality show to brainstorm on it. And I got back off the plane, and it was right when swine flu was really raising its head, and I'm sure I was nailed with swine flu. I mean, my nose is running constantly. I felt terrible. I came home and I drank about 4 ounces of the ASAP from ABL, and I woke up in the morning and drank some more, and it was gone. I mean, it was nailed like that. It never happened other than the night before.
That is amazing.
And I'll also say, now I do get cold sores on rare occasion, mostly from lots of exposure to sun, like skiing without any sunscreen on my lips, and they burn. And I've tried various over-the-counter remedies for cold sores, and like oregano oil and tea tree extract, and none of them worked. But the ABL nanoparticle silver, they make a gel. And I did find that when I feel a cold sore coming on, if I put the gel on it and drink some ASAP, then it nails it. It never turns into a cold sore. You can feel a little tingling ahead of time. And I've seen films of people who had horrible MRSA, which is methicillin-resistant staph infection. I mean, it just made me almost sick to look at this poor lady in the film. Her chest was just totally rotten out. She'd had a mastectomy and came home from the hospital with MRSA. And amazingly, they'd kept her alive for a year with all kinds of antibiotics and stuff, but it wasn't able to heal it. And, I mean, I'm amazed she stayed alive because she looked just rotted out and terrible. And 3 days with the ASAP gel and some oral ASAP, and it was under control, and a week later it was like fully healed and all pink new skin. I mean, just amazing stuff.
Yeah.
And also quite effective against in a National Institutes for Health study, it was shown to be quite effective against bird flu influenza, which is difficult to catch, but if you do catch it, it's over 50% deadly. So it's in the, and it nailed that stuff too. So I, you know, I have the homemade stuff, and I use it a lot, and I also have the super stuff on hand for when I feel like I want to, you know, be really sure. So much more expensive than the homemade stuff.
So some pretty astounding results from using colloidal silver. And I know in your book you go into detail about how to actually make this your own little device so that you can make your own silver. But in our time left, which is, I knew this was going to happen. It just goes so fast with you. Let's talk a little bit about what people can do naturally to help them during this time when stresses seem to be a bit higher and people just are having more trouble staying grounded and balanced. There's so much going on the planet, and then you've got the holidays on top of it and the new year.
I mean, I'll talk about some herbs real quick. There's some herbs that can really help boost your immune system is astragalus, which is a classic Chinese herb. And once you're actually sick, you shouldn't be taking it. But if you want to, like, prevent yourself from getting viruses and things, you take some astragalus every day.
astragalus.
There's another herb that's really valuable for lung ailments.
Matt?
Yeah?
Astragalus, just because that's not a term that people hear all the time. So astragalus is
E-S-T-R-A-G-A-L-U-S. And it's commonly available in health food stores and as an immune booster. It's a classic Chinese herb for immune boosting.
Okay, perfect. Thanks.
And then there's another one. This one I order on the internet from Frontier Herbs or some other herbal places called hyssop, H-Y-S-S-O-P. And that is very effective. It's a broadband herb. You make a very strong tea and drink it. And it's very effective against lung ailments. And in my wife's case, she was suffering from an antibiotic-resistant lung infection and pneumonia that wasn't responding to antibiotics. And with hyssop, it kicked it. And then I looked up in Michael Tiara's Way of Chinese Herbs, and he said it's classically used for lung ailments in Chinese medicine. And to his knowledge, it was the only herb he knew of effective against active tuberculosis. So in today's age where extreme drug-resistant tuberculosis is probably the biggest threat of a pandemic in the world that's really deadly and really serious with a bug that's existing and it's out there and it's established, is that. And so having a pound of hyssop, you know, in your back, in your medicine chest, in your pantry is not a bad idea. It's good insurance.
Great. Well, and I know that you cover much, much more in When Technology Fails. So let's let people know how they can find out more about you and where they can order the book.
Sure. The website, www.whentechfails, whentechfails.com. Lots of great free information, articles, links to my blogs. If you click under articles, you'll find like grab and run kits and antibiotic resistant herbs to have on hand, things like that. Also, there's links there to take you to Amazon.com. You can buy the book at any bookstore. If they don't have it, they can order it. I encourage you to support your local bookstore. You can also get it on all the online places, the Barnes & Nobles, the Amazon. So it's readily available. And if somebody doesn't have it in stock, just ask them to order it, and it'll be there in a couple of days. So.
Fabulous. Well, thank you once again for all your amazing information and sharing your insights and knowledge with us here today. So have a wonderful Christmas, Matt, and we'll
You're
be talking
welcome.
In 2011, I know.
All right. And here's my motto I like to leave people with. Is I ask people to do your best to change the world and do your best to be ready for the changes in the world. And thank you so much for having me on today.
All right, Matt. Take care. And we will be right back. I've got a segment to continue our conversation around orgasm and sex. So stay tuned.
Coach Betty Live is about living an organic and orgasmic life. What does that mean? This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Discover a roadmap of options to create conscious and healthy relationships that sustain us and help us care for each other and the planet. Coach Betty will present a complete scope of options and perspectives from ancient wisdoms to new and emerging scientific data and information. Come and imagine the experience of living an organic and orgasmic life. Tune in live Tuesdays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time to listen to Coach Betty Live. For more information, visit CoachBettyLive.com. That's CoachBettyLive.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com. Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit reservage.com and feel vitality today.
Okay, everybody, it's Coach Betty live, and now I'm back with myself here. Matt Stein is always an amazing interview. He is so smart and has so many insights to share, and I really love his combination of being a real nature guy as well as a real scientist. I feel like it gives a lot of credibility to what he says. Okay, well, as those of you who have been listening for the past couple of weeks, I have opened up this conversation about sex. I use in my show this whole phrase, living an organic and orgasmic life. And I really want us to become more comfortable with this whole orgasmic nature that we all have inside of us. It's actually medicine. How about that? Orgasm as medicine. Maybe we ought to have orgasms in our alternative emergency medical kit. So think about that one, how you might do that. So right now I want to share a woe baby with you, and my woe babies are sound bites of things that I have read or heard that make me stop and pay attention to life in a different way and bring new awareness to my thinking and my perspectives. So I hope that I can open up some ideas for you with them as well. The one I want to share with you today is about this idea of orgasm and how it is used as medicine. So get this, in the 1850s, Victorian era physicians would treat female hysteria with a very unique treatment. The prescription was for vaginal massage to the point of reaching orgasm. It was first done by hand massage and later by using water.
That's a woe baby.
How about that? I mean, doesn't that just amaze you that way back then they were using orgasm to treat this condition they called female hysteria, which today would be considered depression, chronic pain. It takes all sorts of different forms today, and there's plenty of that still going on. I do think it's sort of interesting to imagine what those doctor-patient relationships were like back then. But the thing that is striking to me and why I wanted to share this with you today is that orgasm has been used as a medicine for a long, long time. And You know, how about orgasm, which is free? It lives inside of you instead of running to the drugstore buying pharmaceutical medicine. I mean, the trade-off there seems, you know, like there's not really much of a trade-off when it comes right down to it. However, now, I also realize that orgasm is something that we can talk about, and women have a difficult time achieving it. You know, one of the things back in the Victorian era was that the doctors started to worry about the length of their patient visits because sometimes it would take up to an hour to bring a woman to orgasm. And so that they could start to feel better and have less symptoms. So the amount of time needed was over and above what physicians felt like they had time to do. So the 1870s brought about the invention of the vibrator, and the vibrator being used to help women achieve orgasm. So a little side note here. The vibrator was the fourth use of electricity and invented 10 years before the vacuum and the iron. Now, so that helped a whole lot. Now physicians were able to bring women to orgasm much faster, and this is all documented in, get this, we're talking technology today, folks. So Rachel Maines, that's M-A-I-N-E-S, wrote a book called The Technology of Orgasm. So if you want to read in detail about this topic and about how it was used as medicine and how the Victorian physicians read, The Technology of Orgasm is the book to get. So in there, she also documents that in the 1890s, vibrators became available for home use. They were in the Sears Roebuck catalog. This, I don't know why this strikes me as so funny, but what happened then was once women started using vibrators at home is that physician visits declined. So it's kind of an interesting thought process to think, well, wow, I wonder if that had anything to do with us not really using this, you know, free source of healing for ourselves, because of course doctors want patients. They need patients. That's how they survive and make money. So that's just kind of an interesting little sidelight that I give some thought to now and again. But I think the bottom line of this information is that we really need to understand the power of our sexual natures. It's not something that we should be shameful about. I think in women's cases, I mentioned last week that there is a very current study about an orgasm gap. You know, men are feeling like women are having orgasms. Women are not reporting that same outcome of sex. So women's sexual satisfaction, what if we turned inward and just learned how to surrender to the power of an orgasm? How might your life change? How might our world change? How might medicines change? I wish so much for us to understand the importance of these concepts. So, but oh my gosh, my time is already out again for this show. I want to leave you with my holiday recipe for living an organic and orgasmic life. Consider, certainly, this whole idea I've presented to you today about orgasm and using it as medicine, particularly if you have chronic migraines, headaches. I strongly encourage you to try it. You might like it. All right. So here's my holiday recipe. Smile at least 10 times during this next week for no reason at all. turn it into a laugh whenever you can, because laughter builds good juice inside of you as well as an orgasm. Have gratitude and appreciation for all the experiences that you have here on the planet. Look for the beauty in your world. It's there, I promise you. Next week, I've got another fabulous guest, Kim Corbin. She started a national adult skipping movement that got her into her body and made her laugh and smile, and she's going to talk about skipping medicine. So that's all for today. It's Coach Betty Live signing off. Consider downloading Coach Betty Live on iTunes so you don't miss a single show. You can also learn more about me and my coaching practice at facebook.com/Coach Betty. Happy holidays, everyone. See you next week.
You've been listening to Coach Betty Live, Living an Organic and Orgasmic Life. This show is your source for approaches to natural healing of you and the planet you live on. You'll hear amazing stories of healing from experts, innovators, and artists sharing their path to consciousness and health. This show appeals to people who have optimistic views of our future and want to have an impact on making the world a better place. Tune in each Tuesday at 12 Pacific Time, 3 Eastern, for more of Coach Betty Live. For more information or to listen to archives of the show, visit CoachBettyLive.com.